Chapter 13. A Message from Dr. Sloper. Dr. Sloper was worried about Catherine's attitude, and also suspected that Mrs. Pennyman was encouraging Catherine's romance. The next morning, he decided to speak to his sister.
"I've told Catherine that I disapprove of her marriage plans," he told Mrs. Pennyman. "I know that you like Morris Townsend, and I suspect that you've been corresponding with him these past few weeks. Maybe you've even seen him. I'm telling you now, Lavinia, to stop interfering in Catherine's life."
"You're behaving like a dictator," Mrs. Pennyman answered. "And you made Catherine miserable last night. She cried most of the night and hardly slept at all. Do you really want to hurt her so much?"
"No, I want her to be happy, which she won't be if she marries Morris Townsend," answered Dr. Sloper. "Just remember what I said, Lavinia. If you disobey me, you'll no longer be welcome to live in my house."
Mrs. Pennyman left the room angrily and went upstairs to Catherine's bedroom. She was surprised to see that Catherine was dressed and ready for breakfast.
"After the sleepless night you had, you should stay in bed today," Mrs. Pennyman said.
"My father wouldn't like me to lie in bed all day," Catherine answered.
"That's exactly why you should do it," said her aunt in exasperation. "How else will he know how unhappy you are?"
"I don't know," replied Catherine, "but I want to behave as I normally do."
After breakfast, Catherine wrote to Morris, asking him to come and visit her the following afternoon, when she knew her father would not be at home. The next day, when Morris came into the living room, Catherine thought he looked even more handsome than she remembered. Morris embraced her and exclaimed,
"You shouldn't have made me wait so long to see you. Every hour seemed like years. I have to know whether you've decided to marry me or give me up."
"Oh, Morris," cried Catherine, looking into his eyes, "I haven't been thinking of giving you up. I've been waiting for my father to change his mind about you, but he hasn't, and I don't think he ever will."
"Then let's get married immediately," Morris said.
Frightened by the idea, Catherine answered slowly,
"Isn't it better for us to wait a little, until we've thought about it more?"
"We've been thinking about it for the past 3 weeks.
Why do you need more time?" Morris asked.
"You won't be able to please both your father and me. You're going to have to choose between us."
"I've already made my choice, and it's you," Catherine exclaimed.
"Then marry me next week," Morris said. "We could have a secret wedding. Your Aunt Lavinia suggested it. She thinks it's the best solution."
Catherine wasn't surprised by her aunt's suggestion.
"Yes, she would like that, but I don't think I would," she said.
Morris turned away from her, walked to the window, and looked out.
"I know why you wouldn't. You're afraid of your father, aren't you?" he asked.
"I suppose I am, a little," Catherine answered.
"If your fear of your father is stronger than your love for me, then you don't love me as much as I thought,"
Morris said sadly, turning from the window and looking at Catherine again. For a few moments, Catherine was silent. Then she said,
"My father wants me to tell you that if I marry you without his consent, I won't inherit any of his money. He seems to think..."
Catherine saw the anger in Morris's eyes and hesitated.
"What does he seem to think?" Morris asked.
That it will make a difference to you," Catherine finished timidly.
"The only difference will be that we'll be poorer," said Morris. "But it won't change my feelings towards you, so please tell your father that I don't care."
He embraced Catherine for a moment, then said very quietly, "I suppose that your father won't only disinherit you, he'll also never forgive you if you marry me. It must be terrible to know that your own father could hurt you so badly." His words shocked Catherine, suddenly making her feel frightened and alone.
"I'll marry you as soon as you want," she said, putting her head on Morris's shoulder.
As Morris embraced Catherine warmly, he thought about Dr. Sloper's words. Despite what he had told Catherine, Morris cared very much about her father's words. Now he had to decide if he still wanted to marry Catherine if she wasn't going to inherit her father's money. He smiled at her and said, "Don't worry about anything, my dear. I'll soon decide on a date for our wedding."